Hello, everyone. My name is Nick Gregory, and I'm CEO and founder of the Wealth Engineering family of companies. And I'll be hosting today's PowerCast as the latest addition to our Wealth Engineering Fusion Power series. Now, we'll be taking a Reader's Digest approach as we deal with a very expansive topic as we discuss embedding an advisor-centric virtual law firm into your practice. Our special guest today is Ryan Crandall, JD and EPLS. Ryan is CEO and co-founder of eLegacy Law. eLegacy is one of the latest additions to my organization's expert sourcing consortium. So let me start out by asking you, Ryan, your background and the dynamics of how you and your team engineered such a robust, advisor-centric virtual estate planning law firm on a national basis.
Yeah, happy to share the story and happy to be part of the PowerCast and talking with you today and part of this awesome group. The story of eLegacy really goes back to kind of 2019. So, my background, I've been practicing estate planning for about 15 years and certified estate planning legal specialist. I went into business with my father, who's also an estate planning attorney and specialist, and we had a smaller boutique estate planning law firm here in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, where we're headquartered, and had been doing that successfully for years. And in 2019, he came to me with this idea for a virtual estate planning law firm, as a way to reach more clients, and really the concept was, there's a lot of clients out there who need estate planning. I mean, we see this as estate planners all the time. People procrastinate. It's like it's the easiest thing to put off and kick down the road. And so we wanted to make the estate planning process easier and more accessible to more clients without any drop off in quality. So they would still get that same level of expertise that they would get if they walked through our doors, but we could deliver that to them virtually. And so he approached me with this idea at the end of 2019, and we decided, well, let's do it. And so we at that point formed eLegacy and started building really a from the ground up a virtual law firm. So not just we didn't want it just to be our brick and mortar law firm with a Zoom meeting added. We really wanted to build that structure from the ground up as a virtual nationwide law firm where we could work with clients in all 50 states. And so we started building that beginning of 2020. And then right as we were going to market is when COVID really hit and people were kind of forced to it. And actually, one of our very first clients was a COVID patient in an ICU. But we were all set up and ready to go to be able to deliver from start to finish, from consultation to notarized documents, do all of that virtually, and get the planning done for that patient. But so that's a kind of our backstory origin where we came from, and we've been growing ever since and expanding.
Yeah, well, the key ingredient for us and all the advisors that we consult with were that it was advisor centric. And can you talk more about that and how that evolved?
Absolutely. I mean, that's always been our personal philosophy and approach. Even before we founded eLegacy, is working closely with financial advisors as part of the, as a piece of the financial team. And most of the clients, when they come to get their estate planning done, usually we're the last ones that they talk to. Usually they have a CPA, they have a financial advisor, and they've been putting off the estate plan for years. And so we're usually the last ones to the table. Ironically, I think a lot of attorneys and law firms out there, kind of silo themselves, from the other members of the team when they're putting together the plan. And we've heard a lot of complaints over the years from financial advisors. It's like, okay, I referred a client over to this attorney, down the street, and I didn't hear anything about it. And I had made some recommendations to the clients about, what type of planning, I thought they could benefit from. And And the attorney ended up doing something completely different and never really consulted with me. And we didn't want that to be a, the experience for our financial advisors. We don't, we embrace, their expertise, and a lot of times they have, some of the history with the client and the insights that we don't. And so really getting all of these experts around the table, talking to each other, problem solving, looking at it from every conceivable angle, that's going to lead to the best possible outcome for the client, which is at the end of the day what we're after. We want to give them the best possible plan, and that requires input from all of the members of the financial team. And so that's always been our approach. And with eLegacy, we wanted to preserve that, even though we're virtual and nationwide. In fact, it makes that process a lot easier in a lot of ways. We can bring the advisor into the Zoom meeting or the Teams meeting, and virtually, and we can be sharing information. We like to tell clients that we talk with you behind your backs in a good way, but we have those open lines of communication with the rest of their financial team, and that's really critical to the planning process.
Well, that's great. And we although we missed you, your dedication to the wealth advisory world took you down to the conference down at the Edge conference down in Boca Raton. And although I couldn't be there, we did reach out afterwards and we started talking because after visiting your website, which is very well laid out, it really got my attention that your dedication was there. And there's such a breakdown relevant to particularly estate planning law firms and trust companies, whereby sometimes the handoff occurs and the baton disappears. And it's amazing how that can work. And it can be very disadvantageous to both the client and the advisor of that client. And so we're impressed with the manner in which you take care of things and excited about our relationship. And
And likewise, and we found that there really does seem to be this large gap, in the marketplace, for this type of service. And we hear from advisors all the time, like, where have you been all my life? Advisors are looking, at least the good advisors, the advisors that we like to work with. Some, the account managers that they might not care as much or be as invested in the client experience and customer service. But I think the top advisors, the ones that are really looking out for the best interest of their clients, are looking for this type of relationship with the law firm where they're invited into the conversation and they have a seat at the table and they're receiving regular communication back and forth from the law firm. That's really how we've structured eLegacy. Beginning with step one, we have a five-step process for our clients. It's predictable. It's repeatable that the advisors know every time. They know the experience that their clients are going to get. It's not hit and miss. And beginning at that step one, which is a complimentary consultation, every client can come and meet with one of our consultants for 45 minutes to an hour. No obligation, no charge. And we'll spend time with them and getting to learn their situation and talk about their needs and be able to propose, some planning options for them. But our consultants, each one of our consultants, has their dedicated list of financial advisors. So every financial advisor, has a consultant that they know by name, that they're really familiar with. And that consultant is kind of their primary contact with eLegacy. So when a client comes to their office with an estate planning issue, they know that they can reach out to, Marcella or Jake or whoever their consultant is, and that handoff is really smooth. And the consultants know their financial advisor, their style, their preference. Do they like to be involved in the meetings? Do they prefer, an email summary afterwards? We really try to tailor the experience to the advisor and how they, how they like to operate.
Well, that's great. And we've been in search of for quite some time a law firm built the way you've built your law firm. You engineered it out exactly the way we've been in search of. because so many of our advisors, like, we're constantly harping on helping them add new ingredients to their mixing bowl, deepening their relationship with their clients. How do they brand position, differentiate with their clients? And just talking about assets under management doesn't cut it. That day is over, and the AUM herd is going to go away. So the firms that gravitated to us or have been in search of for quite some time of a platform like yours that we can embed and help them embed in their practices. And of course, the firms that are be at our conference coming up in a few weeks, you'll be presenting there, and they can get to know you more effectively. And I think your wife's going to be joining you, so they can wife as well from the head of public relations there. So can you? So you got a five-step process. You built this out the right way from the bottom up, so you don't have a broken down foundation that's built the wrong way. Can you delve more into that, whereby you have real licensed attorneys and they're spread out around across the country? You can deal with all 50 states. And can you talk about your flat rate, transparent pricing?
Absolutely. So we are a nationwide firm. So we can work with your clients in all 50 states, which is, again, a great service to financial advisors who, most of whom have clients spread out across the country. And that takes the burden away from them of having to find, a decent estate planning attorney in Ohio or Montana or California or wherever their clients happen to be. It also makes it great for clients when they move from state to state. They don't have to find a new attorney and get a completely new plan. We can work with them as they move. So a lot of advisors really appreciate that. But kind of going back to our five-step process, and I'll kind of maybe walk you
Okay,
through
yeah,
that
again.
and explain our pricing. I mentioned it starts with that complimentary consultation. Where we'll discuss their goals. A lot of times, if we have a close relationship with the financial advisor, a lot of times they've sent us the net worth statement and some of the background information ahead of time, so we can even go into that meeting, with a lot of that and ready to hit the ground running and start talking about specifics. But the goal of that meeting is to hopefully by the end of it, be able to identify potential solutions. And different features of the plan that we think would best fit their needs. If that's, a will-based plan, if it's a trust-based plan, if we need, long-term trust for the beneficiaries, children, grandchildren. And then by the end of that consultation, we can usually provide them with a quote, a flat fee quote for the cost of their estate plan. And we do all flat fee pricing so they know exactly before they commit, exactly what it's going to cost to complete their plan. And once they're ready to move forward, they sign the engagement. We get 50% payment usually up front. And then they're on to step two, which is their meeting with their attorney. And just to give you an idea of the timeline and how quickly can we get this process started, that complimentary consultation, typically, they could be meeting with their consultant like the next business day, sometimes even same day. Like if they give us a call, we can be in that consultation. And when they're ready to move forward, usually they're meeting with their attorney like within a week for that design meeting. And so step two is where we're going through the design. They're now working with their attorney face to face in a Zoom meeting. And our attorneys work in teams of three. It's an attorney that leads the team along with a paralegal and a client relations coordinator. And so that's the team that the client is now working with as they complete the rest of the steps of the process. And with our flat fee pricing, they're never on the clock. So, that design meeting, sometimes we can go through all of that in an hour. Sometimes it takes multiple meetings. It might take two or three or four meetings to settle on a design that works for them and their family. And they are never worried about being on the clock, and they're never looking down at their watch, which I think really leads to a better experience and planning process. We never want clients withholding information or concerns that they might have in the back of their mind because they don't want to get a bill for that, for asking that question or bringing out that issue about, a child with a gambling addiction, so a substance abuse. Like, we want all of that information on the table. And so that flat fee pricing, I think, really encourages that. And then once they've gone through that design process and we've kind of ironed out the details, then they're on to reviewing documents, which is step three. We'll prepare drafts. We always send out kind of a Reader's Digest version of the documents first, along with a visual diagram. These are technical documents. Most of our clients, they're not attorneys. They're not used to reading these technical documents. So we really do try to keep it at a high level for them. We want them to understand the fundamentals, and so we provide them with a visual flow chart that illustrates how their plan works and how it's designed, as well as kind of just a summary of the essential provisions. Once they give us the thumbs up and approval on that, then we'll send out or make available the full drafts to them. They have a chance to review that before moving on to step four, which is our signing. I mentioned most of our signings we do remotely. So we're set up with virtual, remote online notaries that we can notarize their documents really from anywhere in the world. So even if they're traveling, they're in Europe for the week, and they want to finalize their plan, like, we can do a remote online notarization session and notarize their documents. So they don't have to put it off just because they're traveling or whatever. And then step five in our process, that is our funding. And this is a really important step, and one that even a lot of law firms
Oh,
skip over.
90% of the time that you get a pretty note, leather notebook, and nothing's been funded.
And
And
nothing,
but
right?
you're sitting there with documents that aren't operational at this point, at that point.
Exactly. It's just a, if we have a trust and it's not funded, it's just a more expensive will. It's gonna likely have to go through probate anyway. And so part of our process is, in step one and two, we're gathering all of the information about their assets and their accounts. We're coordinating with their financial advisor on that portion. And then step five, the funding, is we're going to be reaching out to the client, to the financial advisor, with instructions, our recommendations on, here are the accounts that we recommend, you retitle. Here's how we recommend beneficiary designations be updated for life insurance, for retirement accounts. And we're going to take care of all the real properties, get all, deeds recorded for any real properties. We're putting those into trust. And they're not done with our process until we've checked all those items off the list and ensure that the trust is properly funded and it's actually going to work. And then, from there, we also have an annual subscription. This is optional, but if clients would like to sign up, it's called our Lasting Legacy Program. And it's $500 a year per household. And every year we'll do a meeting with the client. It includes attorney time. They can meet with their attorney. A lot of times we'll wrap that in with their financial advisor's annual review of the estate plan. And we can sit around the table together as a team once a year just to review everything, make sure it's up to date, review any changes in the law that might impact their plan, and review the funding, any new assets that were acquired over the past year, make sure everything is still, funded properly.
That's fantastic. And of course, you have what, five, over almost 5,000 clients under your belt. So you've done this a few times and you got the system worked out.
And the system, we have proof of concept. The system is it works, and we've really, streamlined the process, made it, really great. And you mentioned earlier, our firm being embedded into an advisor's process. I really liked how you said that, because that's really our goal. And what we tell our financial advisor partners is we really want to be an extension of your office. Our job is not to, we don't want to take any of your thunder. We want to reflect all that praise and the positive experiences that the clients have doing their estate plan back on you as the financial advisor. And really, we want to feel like that attorney down the hall. So I mentioned the one-on-one relationship that every advisor has with their consultant. We want advisors reaching out, even if it doesn't lead to a referral to eLegacy, reaching out to our consultants with questions. Hey, I ran into this. I've never seen this issue before. What do you think of that? And bouncing ideas around. So we really are that open door. We want to be a resource for our financial advisors. We do monthly webinars specifically for professionals to help train them identifying estate planning opportunities. And so we want to be that resource and really, an extension of their firm. So it's a way for advisors to really bring in, the support of a estate planning law firm at, no cost to them.
Yeah, well, you have an extensive resource center on your website where you have plain language guides to deal with questions for both the client and the advisor in dealing with this. And sometimes looked at as a foreign matter of this thing called estate planning. And of course, you have with the dynamics of you and your team, you can deal with a whole lot more than just the basic estate planning issues, moving up into the ultra high net worth planning, coordinating with tax planning, asset protection, estate planning, plan giving, and so on, which is music to our ears because that's we're in that atmosphere and we need all the help we can get to deal with it, especially with year end coming up. So, we're excited about all that. So you can deepen an advisor's relationship with their client and take work off their plate, but still maintain that the full integrity of a partnership. As opposed to that sometimes abrasive environment with law firms and trust companies out there.
Yeah, I've heard stories of law firms, and in fact, some employees that have come to work for us from other firms, where they've described it almost as an adversarial relationship between the attorney and the financial
Oh,
advisor,
you got that
where
right.
and I, that is just astonishing to me, that an attorney would take that attitude, that they know what's right, and they're their expert, and yes, there will be times when I'll explain to a financial advisor, hey, I know you were thinking about this or recommending this to the client, but here's why we might want to consider different, something different. But conversely, I'll sometimes approach a plan a certain way, and after talking with the financial advisor, I might change my mind on something because of what the financial advisor shared with me, and that's that collaboration that we're after. And again, I don't need to be the smartest person in the room. Our attorneys don't need to be the smartest person in the room. We want to reach the right result for the client. That's the most important thing.
Yeah. How do we solve their needs, concerns, and objectives? How do we deal, motivate them to do what's in their best interest? There's a novel idea. And that's the essence of wealth engineering process. Let's get everybody to the table and let's figure out what's in the best interest of their client instead of that adversarial environment, or which is very uncomfortable for the client and all the parties involved. And similar things hold true with trust companies as well. Sometimes advisors will make the mistake of taking a client to the trust company of a large bank. And suddenly the wealth management division of that bank is involved. And I call my advisors, like, why'd you do that? Why don't you focus in working with trust companies that are dedicated, that don't even have an investment or wealth management division,
No
dedicated
conflicts
to,
there, yeah.
yeah, what do we spend some time eliminating conflicts of interest? You have a lot more fun that way, and you're certainly that breath of fresh air that we've come to know. So we look forward to coordinating with you with the advisors that we work with out there in Vanilla as part of our expert sourcing consortium as well. You'll be meeting with their assistant chief legal counsel there at the conference. I know you haven't met them yet, and there's place for both of them relevant to how does Vanilla with their technology coordinate with a virtual law firm like yours. How's that all mingled together for the advisors that we consult with? So I'm excited about getting all the you all together at the conference for the for that first initial conversation, if you will.
Yeah, Vanilla's got some great tools. We actually use some of their some of their advanced calculators, and they've got some great tools for
Yeah.
the high net worth planning client. And you mentioned, the kind of the high net worth clients, and we really are a full service firm, all the way from basic wills. We have a product called Simply by eLegacy, which is kind of your entry level will plan, basic powers of attorney. A lot of our clients will purchase those for their adult children. A student going off to college needs a basic plan. We can do that all the way up from from there to our ultra high net worth planning clients. And but I mean, everybody needs that foundational plan. Even with their ultra high net worth clients, we usually start off with, let's just make sure we've got that strong foundation and a revocable living trust or incapacity plan, and then from there we can build onto that with more complex strategies.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, where it's your platform is where legal expertise meets personal connection from the comfort of the home of the client in coordination with the advisor. Doesn't get any better than that. And why don't we treat that relationship with tender, loving care and make sure that we're all coordinating in a proper way because we all have different types of expertise. And it takes a village, not a bunch of individuals out there, with that, that have that adversarial relationship in their mind. We're excited about having you on board, relevant to of our big happy family, if you will. And so, so you can complete the coverage in every state. You have that capability, and to bring notarization into it, which sometimes can be a real problematic environment. So
Yeah,
at any you were going to say, I'm sorry.
it really our goal is to remove as many of those obstacles as possible. But kind of going back to the beginning and the difficulty that we see with estate planning clients and finally getting to this, it's such an easy thing to procrastinate. We always hate to see it when it's too late and they come in and there's already been a death or an incapacity and it's now too late. And so our goal is, let's make this as easy as possible. Let's remove as many of those obstacles as possible so that more people are getting this planning done. And being able to do that, being able to go on online and schedule a consultation and be meeting with somebody the next day and meeting with your attorney within a week, and being able to sign, notarize your documents from your living room, like it doesn't get any easier than that. And we don't have to sacrifice anything in terms of quality. You can still get that legal estate planning legal specialist level of expertise sitting in your living room, and that's been a huge difference for a lot of clients. And I like to think that a lot of those 5,000 clients that we've worked with so far, a portion of them probably would have never gotten, they'd still be waiting to set up that meeting with the estate planning attorney.
Yeah, that frustration of yeah. So you've at the end of the day, you've aligned strategies and you've shared visibility and you have a continuity of care that you bring to the table with the financial advisors. And that's what we've been in search of. And we certainly didn't find it until we met with you. So we're pretty
Well,
excited about our
we're
relationship.
really excited to be part of the family and be another resource to all your advisors.
So, Brian, we covered a lot of territory, taking a Reader's Digest approach. Any final thoughts relevant to?
Yeah, just really excited to get introduced and working with everyone, and we're confident that you'll be we'll be pleased with your experience and your client's experience working with us. That's what we hear all the time. So take us for a test drive. Send us a client and we'll take you through the experience. And we've really put a lot of thought into our client experience, which I don't know that a lot of law firms do that. I think attorneys tend to be, we're great. We're good technicians. We're not always the best business owners or entrepreneurs. And so we really try to build something different where it really is about the client experience. And so we put a lot of thought into that. We want to give them a great experience, you a great experience. So, we're really confident in our process, that, they're it's unique, I think, in the industry.
So, contrary to an experience I had many years ago in Tampa Bay, where I was meeting with a rather large law firm with supposedly a high-end attorney in the estate planning arena, I was meeting with him on behalf of a very high net worth client. And I walked in, I announced myself, I have a meeting at 8 o'clock, 8, 12 o'clock, or whatever it was. I was handed a clipboard with an ink pen on a chain to fill out. And I looked at that and I thought, this is what my client's going to have to put up with. They're afraid I'm going to steal the ink pen, number one, and I have to fill out a form. I thought I was in the emergency room at a hospital. I got to fill that stuff out, every time, the same information. So I just handed the clipboard back to the receptionist and I said, just let the gentleman know that I'm not going to be at the meeting, and I left. Of course, he called wondering what happened, and I said, that's the epitome of what we're not in search of. I can't allow my client to be exposed to that, so we had to take a different approach. Anyway, so that's the alternative of e-legacy law. So in conclusion, I hope you gain more insight into how you can utilize our wealth engineering hub and the other entities that make up my family of companies in coordination with Ryan and eLegacy Law and the rest of our expert sourcing team to gain more success and control within the wealth management arena. Now, you can learn more about Ryan and eLegacy Law by visiting elegacylaw.com. That's elegacylaw.com. And finally, the core website of my family of companies is mywehub.com. And again, thank you, Ryan, for participating in our PowerCast. And thanks to all of those listening in. Have a great
A
day.
pleasure. Yeah.